This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Carrington, how you doing, man?
JR, first off, you know I got love for you, but I don't know why you're trying to paint this picture like things are so grim in Kansas City. The last two Super Bowls, the Chiefs have won both of them. So sure, the Chiefs have a little bit of problems, but what dynasty doesn't have a problem? We watched a whole 10-hour documentary where one of the players in the middle of the season went to Las Vegas just in the middle of the season, during the NBA Finals. They had a player who went to go wrestle with the NWO. I'm watching Dynasty right now with the New England Patriots. They had a man who was catching passes and catching bodies at the same time. It is not that bad in Kansas City.
Who said anything about painting a grim picture or anything being bad? I didn't say such a thing. I didn't say nothing bad.
I heard the open, JR. You was painting like it's just lawless.
Listen, man. You should see what I do when I'm not in the studio, okay? First of all, there's one bad thing, and that's the idiot Rashee Rice, okay? Everybody else having a beer, fine by me. Being in the TV show, fine by me. The owner being a cheapskate, debatable. But the one idiot that I got to say is Rashee Rice, man. What's the deal with this dude? This is someone who looked like he can grow into a 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns every year, and he's racing in Dallas, and then he's going out to clubs while he's facing 8 felony counts. Like, what's the latest with this man, and what might his immediate future look like when it comes to football?
That's a really good question, JR. I'm just imagining that you have an OG, right? I got an OG. Like, you got a mentor. You got an uncle. You got a big bro that's going to sit you down at some point and tell you, yo, JR, you messing up. Like, you're messing up the money. Like, we're talking about a receiver. We just saw the contract that Calvin Ridley got. I mean, that's a very realistic possibility for Rashee Rice. And now you're playing Fast and the Furious? And this was in the middle of the day. He did this at 4 o'clock p.m. in Dallas, Texas. Obviously a terrible decision. He's driving 119 miles an hour, and then you allude to it. I don't have any problem with guys that want to go out. I go out from time to time. You go out from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. Bro, you have multiple $1 million lawsuits on your head right now, and you are at Lit Kitchen at 2:30 in the morning on a Monday. Like, bro, what are you doing? So the backstory is, I guess he was at the club. It was photographer. The photographer got too close to him. They had a little physical altercation. He denies it. I mean, it's at the club. You and I have both been there before. Somebody has videos. Somebody has something.
TMZ getting it soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll find out what happens. It's just, it's mind-blowing. We all have made mistakes, right? We're talking about a 22, 23-year-old individual who has been given a whole lot of money. And, you know, you guys just won the Super Bowl. You're going back home. First off, you got to get away from Dallas, Texas. You have gotten in trouble two times in the last 45 days, and we haven't even started the summer. They haven't even opened up the pools yet. We haven't even got to where it's really going up outside. It just doesn't make any sense how he's found himself in that situation. I would take his car keys from him, and he needs to sit inside for the rest of the summer.
Do you think, I've heard that he might, and this is prior to the alleged incident on Monday night, I've heard that he's expected to potentially miss half the season. Is there any word there?
Yeah, no, we haven't heard anything. James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, he was the one that had that report that the Chiefs. So Brett Veach came on our station earlier today. He was on the morning show, and he said, and Brett Veach, the general manager, said that the Chiefs are treating it like he is an injured player, like they're not going to have him for the early part of the season. The one part I struggle with all of this is none of us know when the suspension is going to happen. Like, you think about Alvin Kamara. Remember, Alvin Kamara got into that fight in Vegas, and it took him a little bit for the suspension. So I think we all agree that Rice is going to be suspended at some point this season. I'm just not 100% sure of when it's going to be. Could it be week one? Possibly. Could it be week six through week eight? None of us know with the National Football League. I wish that it was black and white, but I think we all know that the NFL, when it comes to this, there definitely is shades of gray in all of this. So I'm just not sure of when he's going to be suspended.
Carrington Harrison is here with us, the JR Sport Re Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Someone who doesn't have to worry about his future immediate a couple of years down the line is Travis Kelce. We know that he got an additional 2 years and almost $35 million tacked on to his current deal. What is the expectation for him as he continues to get older? And is how much of a commitment is this? Is this a favor? Obviously, you don't want him to go anywhere. But you commit that amount of money, you're expecting production from a guy who just had his worst season in basically forever.
I mean, I think this was a, hey, Travis, we understand what you mean to us as an organization. We understand that you have made financial sacrifices to be on this team. I mean, Travis Kelce has never been the highest paid tight end in the National Football League. This season, Travis Kelce didn't have guaranteed money attached to his deal. So I know, like, the outside, you kind of read it as, hey, he got a two-year extension. This really was, so his contract now gives him a raise for this year. It now, so, and then you have a fully guaranteed deal for this upcoming season. He then gets guaranteed money for next year. So a lot of this wasn't about extending him, you know, for the next 4 years. It was about taking care of him short-term for the next 2 years and then seeing what happens after that.
Well, Carrington, we know the guy who throws the passes around out there is Patrick Mahomes, and he's still playing on a 45 mil per at this point in time with whatever bonuses he has thrown in there. And we know the highest salary is at 55 in Joe Burrow. Is there an expectation at some point that he's going to ride the wave or he's going to look to be the highest paid, or is he going to say, hey, I like this because we can spread the money around and win?
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes just got another contract extension, so they actually reworked his contract less than a year ago. So he signed that massive deal, 3 years ago now, the big one, you know, 10 years, $450 million, which is a little bit different, but I don't want to get too deep into the numbers. But he actually just renegotiated his deal to kind of keep in line with the current market. And then if you kind of look at the way that it's structured, probably in 4 years they'll have that same conversation again. I would describe his contract as living, that there is an open line of communication that whenever Patrick is unhappy about his deal, they will sit down, they will talk about it, and they will rework it. So I understand how it looks that you keep seeing these big contracts getting signed, but Patrick's contract just really isn't something that comes up. I mean, Chris Jones' contract obviously was a big deal in Kansas City this past offseason. Kelce's deal has been a big point of conversation because he's never been the highest paid guy. Patrick's deal, I think, is kind of known in Kansas City. Hey, Patrick is fine. He understands that he makes a lot of money off the field. He's certainly not hurting for any money, and both sides are always working together.
And Carrington Harrison is joining us from The Drive, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. With all this money talk that's thrown around, we've heard over the past couple of months that the Chiefs, from an ownership perspective, people are looking at the Hunts and saying that they're cheapskates. And what's going on with that in the locker room scenario? Fill us in.
I mean, he absolutely is. I don't want to call him a cheapskate. I would say cutting corners, pinching pennies. That sounds a little bit better. they're calling him a cheapskate. So there was a story. So the NFL players, they basically do, you know, like everybody's job, they do some anonymous survey where they can talk about their employer. So one of the players said that they were told as a team, hey, after the Super Bowl, we're going to renovate you guys' locker room. We're going to take care of you guys. But then they won the Super Bowl, and then they didn't have enough time to do it, so all they got were new chairs in the facility. There was another story where Patrick Mahomes was shooting an interview, and they don't have air conditioning in the practice facility.
Oh my God.
Pat kind of got upset about it, you know, and then he kind of stormed off and all of that. So, I mean, there's no question that the Chiefs could spend more money. This is where I will defend the Chiefs just a little bit here as an organization. They know that no one wants to hear millionaire players complain about their work conditions. They know that. In college, you think about it. They have to give you the nice locker room because they can't pay you directly, right? So that's why Alabama can have a $200 million facility to practice and do all this stuff, because they use that money to attract athletes. In the NFL, they already pay you a salary. And then, you know, no one wants to hear them complain, oh, hey, you know, I don't like certain things about my job, when the general public is going to tell you shut up and go back to work. Heck, even here in Kansas City, that's what people were telling them. Hey, you guys want to win championships, and we win championships. So, hey, we'll figure it out. I mean, right now, they don't have plans to completely renovate the practice facility.
Yeah,
so,
who needs air conditioning? Share a jockstrap. Here's a 50-cent for Gatorade. Wow.
I mean, JR, if you think about it, it's kind of like that one scene from Major League. You remember whenever, you know, early in Major League One, you know, the plane was all messed up, the hot tub was all messed up. I mean, that's basically Kansas City.
Well, Carrington, this is a larger issue. This would affect the fans. There's been a lot of conversations about whether or not a new stadium is going to go up out there near Kauffman, whether or not it's going to move to the Kansas side. What's the latest there? And are the fans going to put their foot down? What's up?
So there was a tax that was proposed. So basically, you know, I live in Jackson County. I live in Kansas City, Missouri. Everything you buy there is a tax, and that money goes directly to the team. So that money is going to expire in 2031. The Chiefs and the Royals wanted to extend that tax for another 40 years. And JR, they lost everywhere across the Kansas City Metro. Nobody passed this thing. So now both sides are kind of going to the drawing board. What do we want to do? What's next? We'll certainly see what happens. I mean, both teams have to stay where they are for the next 7 years. So a lot of talk is very premature about them moving to Kansas or moving anywhere. We just kind of have to see what happens.
Wild stuff. Speaking of a move, we learned today, what's the latest here with Travis Kelce? I mean, he's hanging out, obviously, with Taylor Swift. Is he going to – what's this new show? He's in a new Netflix series? What's this about?
He actually has two shows right now. So he is going to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That's starting on Amazon.
Oh,
this summer, and then he's doing some show on FX. I think it's called Grotesque is the name of the show. It's like some American Horror Story. I don't know. Travis Kelce is going to play two more years in the NFL. If you look at the way that his contract is structured, he has 2 years of guaranteed money left, $37 million. He's going to make the $37 million. Him and Taylor Swift are going to get married. They're going to have children. Uh-oh. They're going to live a very happy life.
Damn.
And then he's going to turn into Michael Strahan or The Rock.
Wow. Well, that was good. You beat me to my next question. You gave me the answer. I was going to ask, you know, do we got another dating show coming with Travis Kelce? And you told me the answer is no. You told me no.
No, he's not. JR, he is dating the most famous person in the world. Like, it's crazy to be here. And just, you know how it is, like, Travis goes out, but now it's a lot more low-key than it was. I mean, they will go to a restaurant, and then that restaurant will say, you know, a week later, hey, Travis and them were here, they were great, we love them, they'll put it in the paper, and then you cannot get a reservation to that place afterwards. And that's basically been the last, like, 8 months in Kansas City. You find out where they were, and then no one can go to that place. They are living an incredible life. Travis Kelce has won life's lottery. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. People think he is the greatest person to ever play his position. Good looking guy. He's about to be on TV, and he's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, very strategic maneuver for him. Congratulations, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, how about that? Well, Carrington, thank you for taking the time to hop on. What are the Chiefs doing this upcoming season, man? Are we favored for a repeat? What's the word?
I mean, JR, have you watched the AFC? Who are you worried about in the AFC? Look at Buffalo. They got their own problems. Cincinnati, T. Higgins is unhappy. Joe Burrow's talking about his ankle is still messed up. Who am I worried about? Houston?
Okay, we heard it. Carrington, where can people follow you and your work, whether it be on 610, here on Infinity, and fill us in?
Just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, C-D-O-T Harrison, C.Harrison. I host in Kansas City every day from 2 to 6.
When Taylor Swift puts out the other breakup record, we'll be sure to have you back.
Please don't. No, you know what the one thing I don't want for him and I don't want for Travis Kelce? I don't want Travis Kelce to have some terrible breakup with Taylor Swift. That's
I don't want that either.
For everybody.
Oh, well, how's that terrible for everybody else? How?
Because you know what I don't want? I don't want Taylor Swift just banging away for an entire album about how Travis Kelce did her wrong. You don't want, JR, you will never, ever, ever not hear that song. You will hear that song from now until eternity. If you're telling me that Taylor Swift makes a I Hate Travis Kelce record, no, I don't want that.
It'll be in H&M all day, right?
All day.
That's fine. It's been a while since I've been in there. Carrington, I catch you on down the line, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.